Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate and are thankful for your tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it is our purpose to speak only the things found in God's holy and inspired Word. That's why if there's at any time a question or a comment concerning something that we've said on the program, we'd like to hear from you. Or maybe you are studying a Bible question or have a Bible subject and like for us to spend time and study it on the program. Again, we would like to hear from you. We would give consideration to any Bible question, any Bible subject that you might have. But we need to hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. This being Wednesday, keep in mind that tonight at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 will conduct a period of Bible study. We have classes for all ages, and we urge you to come, bring your family, bring your Bibles, and anticipate studying only things that are found in God's Word. We urge you to do that. You'd be a welcome guest. We would treat you kindly. We would honor you for your presence to be with us that we can study God's Word together. If it's at all impossible for you to come to the building at 7, log on to eastalbertville.org/live. And you can both see and hear the adult Bible class that's being conducted. So surely keep these things in mind tonight at 7 o'clock. You know, you can get killed in a speedy checkout line at Walmart. That speedy checkout line is just for that. It's supposed to be for a speedy checkout. It's for people who have only bought a few items and they're in a hurry and wanting to rush to get where they are going. But still, we need to be careful. A preacher friend of mine said it was a busy day at Walmart, and he only had bought 6 items, and the speedy checkout line were back up. And there was a new register opened up in front of him, and a young couple, somewhere in their 20s, nearly ran over him, trying to get in front of him, and of course they did. And he said, you know, he just stared with a smirk on his face, thinking, how rude. And the sad thing I feel is that this behavior is becoming what we routinely expect. The word courteous, which is actually the word courteously, is found only one time, and that's in the New American Standard Bible translation. On Paul's journey to Rome, the natives of Malta treated him. Notice what we read in Acts 28 and verse 2. The natives showed us extraordinary kindness. And then, when Publius welcomed and entertained them, in verse 7, notice the word that was used. Now, in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the leading man of the island named Publius, who welcomed us and entertained us courteously 3 days. The American Heritage Dictionary defines courtesy as, quote, polite behavior, gracious manner or manners, end of quote. So see, to be courteous is to be considerate. It's to be thoughtful of the rights, the feelings of others. Courtesy and really kindness go hand in hand. So to be kind, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, is to be, quote, of a friendly nature, generous or hospitable, warm-hearted, good, forbearing, tolerant, charitable, courteous, thoughtful, end of quote. So Demonstrating kindness is one way that we bear the influence of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We read 9 things that are mentioned as being the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and verse 22, and kindness in the, again, New American Standard Bible list is kindness. You know, it seems to me that rudeness is nearly, if not altogether, the opposite of kindness. It indicates, as the American Heritage Dictionary says, and I quote, lacking the graces of civilized life, unrefined, uncouth, ill-mannered, uncivil, discourteous, end of quote. You recall in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, love does not act unbecomingly, nor, as the English Standard Version says, love is not rude. So see, the thing about kindness is it's an attribute of God. There's several verses that we could use to show this, but let's just look at one of them, Ephesians 2 and verse 7. So that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. And then there's Titus 3, verse 4, 1 Peter 2, verse 3. As we said, there are just numerous passages, but kindness is undeniably an attribute of God. And all of us have been blessed by his benevolence. And it ought to be our goal to be like what's stated in 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. It ought to be our goal to be a partaker or to partake of the divine nature. We should develop this quality of God, the quality of kindness. But more than that, let's understand, kindness is commanded. In Proverbs 3 and verse 3, do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. And then it's in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. The woman Dorcas in Acts 9, she was commended, as verse 36 says, because deeds of kindness and charity were abundant in the life that she lived. And two, the wise man spoke from a practical standpoint when he said in Proverbs 19, verse 22, what is desirable in a man is his kindness. So see, kindness is something we want to see in others. And it stands to reason. It's the application to the golden rule. Remember Matthew 7, verse 12, in everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. Do you want people to treat you rudely? We don't want that. Rather, we want them to be kind. We want them to be courteous. And we should, therefore, ourselves act in the same way. Parents, if you want your children to be kind at 20, you have to teach them courtesy at 2. And for the rest of our time in this study, I want to suggest 3 things that can help us do that. We need to teach our children to be courteous. Because if we desire them to be courteous and kind, we have to diligently teach these principles to our children in our houses, when we travel, when we lie down, and when we rise up, like what's stated in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 7. In other words, there must be an intentional, a determined, a consistent, and a constant effort on our part as parents to instill these values in our children. Show them that we serve a kind God by teaching them the stories of his kindness, those that we read about in the Bible. Teach your children to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am, please, and thank you. Those should be a regular part of their vocabulary. older brothers and sisters in Christ should be addressed as Brother Jones or Sister Smith. I realize that there are some conventions that change as culture changes, but these manners are still appropriate, and they need to be encouraged. And two, let's insist that our children speak and act with courtesy. See, as a parent, we have a right to reinforce our teaching by insisting that our children speak or act in courteous ways. Here is where you have to be intentional, determined, consistent, and constant. Correct your children, correct your grandchildren when they speak or act in a rude manner. In Proverbs 6 and verse 23, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and reproofs for discipline are the way of life." And be an example. What I'm saying is, as parents, we need to be the role model of courtesy and kindness. You know, it's hard to teach your children to be something that you're not. So as parents, we need to lead the way. We need to set the example. We need to be the example. Open doors for others. Give others your seat in a waiting area. Speak kind and courteously to and about others. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do when someone treats you rudely. Be sure and don't respond in the same way. And remember, courtesy begins at home. When you as a parent and I as a parent lead the way, our children can see that kindness and courtesy are important to us, and it will become important to them. Courtesy may not always be an expression of faith, but rudeness is definitely a reflection of the lack of it. And back to our story of Walmart. Be careful. It's a jungle out there. But there was a statement made long ago by a fellow, and here's what he said. "He who sows courtesy reaps friendship, and he who plants kindness gathers love." And truly, I think that is in complete harmony with what God's Word teaches in connection with us as His children, showing courtesy and kindness in our everyday life. We see your time is gone. Remember the Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock. Come to the building if it's possible for you to do so. Bring your family, bring your Bible. We have classes for all ages. But if it's not possible for you to come, log on to eastalbertville.org/live at 7 o'clock, and you can see and hear the Bible class in the adult auditorium. Friends, we see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastalbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.